This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Five Iconic Plant Food Restaurants, defining Melbourne's dining ethos in 2025. Melbourne's vegan food scene in 2025? It's not a trend, it's the table. As more diners ditch the steak and chase the umami high of truffle, tamale, and wood-fired cauliflower, a handful of iconic plant-based restaurants are shaping the city's culinary DNA, one daring, dairy-free dish at a time. Let's be clear, Melbourne's no longer just playing at plant-based, it's in it, boots and all. The city that once lived for laneway espresso and medium-rare porterhouse is now flexing its green muscle with a lineup of plant-based joints, giving traditional fine dining a run for its ethically sourced money. Smith & Daughters in Fitzroy is still a banger. Shannon Martinez's Mediterranean reboot has gone full smoke and fire, slinging dishes with depth, drama, and a total disregard for meat. It's not just good for vegan, it's just damn good. Full stop. Pull up to the chef's table for a multi-sensory tour starting with marinated eggplant and ends with a bottle of low-intervention Syrah you'll be dreaming about for weeks. Down in South Yarra, Lona Misa is serving rebellion on a plate. Co-led by punk chef Santiago Ospina, it's all about Latin heat with a plant-based beat. Think smoky tamales, bloodless morcilla, and a cauliflower charred within an inch of its cruciferous life. It's wild, it's elegant. And yes, the cocktails slap. Funghi e Tartufo, hidden off Hardware Lane in the city, is where you go when Nonna goes vegan. Their truffle risotto has won over carnivores and critics alike. Proof mushrooms still rule the umami throne. Italian with a conscience, Melbourne's here for it. And let's not forget Red Sparrow Pizza, holding strong in Collingwood with its chewy sourdough bases and dairy-free decadence. There's no compromise, just crispy edges, molten mozzarella, and toppings that won't wreck the planet. Finally, word on the street is Ballard's in Thornbury has become the city's quiet achiever. No hype, no fuss, but just seriously good plant food pub classics, wines to match, and a beer garden keeping locals loyal. Verdict: Melbourne's plant-based scene in 2025 isn't just flourishing, it's dominant. These kitchens aren't asking for permission. They're claiming space, feeding the future, and turning meatless into Michelin grade. One cauliflower steak at a time. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.